From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. BP says its top kill operation in the Gulf of Mexico has failed. Minerals Management Service Chief of Staff Mike Pendergast says the next option is installing a cap on the leaking riser, a method never attempted at some 5,000 feet underwater. It's estimated to be at least 4 days before it's known whether the method has worked. NPR's Frank Morris is in Belle Chasse, Louisiana, and reports the news adds urgency to local plans to build protective barrier islands.
Billy Nungesser, the president of Plaquemines Parish, says he got word via email earlier this afternoon.
The plug didn't work.
This is disheartening news here. It means the enormous spill spoiling Louisiana's prime fishing grounds and marshes continues to mushroom out of control. Nungesser says he's redoubling his efforts to build a series of sand berms as a bulwark against the encroaching oil.
We got to build these barrier islands. We got to build them now. I'll be calling the president of BP and beg him to do the right thing in Billy's Islands. We will never keep this all out if we don't.
The Army Corps of Engineers has approved building 45 miles of berms, and the Coast Guard is moving ahead with a test site. Nungesser wants to move much more aggressively, though some biologists worry the berms could ultimately destroy more habitat than they protect. Frank Morris, NPR News, Belle Chasse, Louisiana.
Throngs of demonstrators from around the country crowded the streets of downtown Phoenix today to protest Arizona's new immigration law. But as Peter O'Dowd of member station KJZZ reports, counter-demonstrators plan to take to the streets later.
Thousands of protesters marched a five-mile route to the state capitol under heavy police supervision. The protesters packed the streets with drums and megaphones and called on the federal government to challenge Arizona's new stance on illegal immigrants. The law makes it a state crime to be in Arizona without documents. Alma Matricito says she's been living in Arizona illegally for most of her life. The 17-year-old says she's afraid that without federal immigration reform, she'll be sent back to Mexico.
This is my home. I mean, I love America, but it's disappointing to know that they just don't want people like me.
Supporters of SB 1070 are also protesting. They're encouraging Americans to reverse the boycotts against Arizona by planning vacations and doing business in the state. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Phoenix.
The White House is praising the president of Malawi for pardoning a gay couple sentenced to 14 years in prison. Malawi had come under intense international condemnation after arresting the two men last December and finding them guilty of unnatural acts and gross indecency. The U.S. called their sentencing unconscionable. Malawi's president says he released the men on humanitarian grounds, but insists they committed a crime against Malawi culture, religion, and laws. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama is calling on Americans to observe this holiday Memorial Day weekend, not only with barbecues and family get-togethers, but with thoughts and prayers for those who've lost their lives in service to the country.
On this day, we honor not just those who've worn this country's uniform, but the men and women who've died in its service, who've laid down their lives in defense of their fellow citizens.
The president speaking in his weekly media address. Still, AAA says 32 million people are traveling this holiday weekend, and as NPR's Allison Keyes reports, most are driving.
AAA says about 28 million people are on the nation's roads this weekend, up 1.6 million from last year. But AAA spokesman Robert Sinclair Jr. says consumers are trying to keep spending down.
When people travel over the Memorial Day weekend, they go to see friends and family. Probably 80 to 85% of those who travel do that sort of thing.
Even though there are about 5.4% more people traveling this holiday weekend, they're spending nearly $250 less than last year. Analysts blame high unemployment and the shaky economy for consumers' caution, noting that the Commerce Department yesterday reported the lowest consumer spending in 7 months. At least drivers are getting a break at the gas pump, where the nationwide average is $2.75 a gallon. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Hollywood actor and director Dennis Hopper has died at the age of 74 after battling prostate cancer. Hopper is probably best known for the 1969 film Easy Rider, which he directed, co-wrote, and co-starred in. He also performed in Rebel Without a Cause, Blue Velvet, and Apocalypse Now, among others. Hopper also had a reputation for throwing temper tantrums and substance abuse. He died at his home in Los Angeles. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.